The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the College for Creative Studies, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
We're continuing with Professor Heather Hill Vasquez from the Department of English.
Hello.
Professor Kendra Evans is here from Chemistry and Biochemistry.
Hello.
Hello.
So good to be here.
So, we had our research class today. We had a sort of a nice sprightly conversation with the students who bothered to show up. That was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Still had a couple that don't think coming to class is the right thing to do. Got to work on that.
That's right.
I wouldn't care, except for one of them's a junior. Ooh, it's like, ouch. By now you probably have figured out you got to go to class.
Drop it.
Yeah. How many times does Professor Dan Maggio skip class?
I may have skipped a few in my day.
Well, I'm thinking about now, though. You don't skip now.
No, I don't go to class.
No, you don't go to class.
Although, I would like to take a class.
What would you take?
I should explore
symbolic logic.
You know, I would take chemistry. I find chemistry pretty interesting.
Dan, you know what I can see you doing? Come on down to CCS. Take a foundry
class. I think I can take classes for free, can't I? I'm an alum, times two.
Yes, you can.
So I can take classes for free. I just can't get for credit for them.
Yeah,
alumni audit.
You guys get free?
Alumni audit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
can't get awesome. Can't get a grade though. Can't get a grade.
No.
The real question is whether Matt ever skipped Calc 3.
That's a good question. I wonder if Dan has a memory of it.
I skipped Calc 3.
My class.
Did Professor Mile ever skip a class? I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I believe that is a definite no.
He put the cardboard cutout of himself in class. Right. That's awesome.
He can't argue with it. It's true.
He can't deny it.
There was the Simpsons where Homer really wanted to sleep when he was on the jury, so he cut the ping pong ball in half and put it over his eyes. The issue was the judge called him out because, sir, you look too interested in what's going on. That's how he got in trouble. Oh, my. So I'm not going to ask you the class-skipping thing, Professor Ethel Oljar, but we can talk about something else if you'd like. You got a cool pocket on the back of your phone. That's neat.
I do, yeah.
I think that those are becoming all the rage.
Keeps my business card in it just in case I lose the phone, so exactly. I skipped plenty of classes.
You forget who you are?
Oh, yeah.
Look at your card.
Was there like a special kind of class, like a subject area or thing that you were just like, ah,
there was one
this.
Literature class I went to two times in the whole semester and got an A.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
How?
I read the books. I did the papers, yeah. You know. German on some occasions. There was one semester I skipped German quite a bit. Okay. I remember. Those are the only ones. I didn't skip the classes that mattered. I didn't skip philosophy either.
Are you saying literature classes don't matter?
Oh, ouch.
That one did not. In general, yes, I think they actually matter quite a bit, but not when it's like stupid people bloviating about books that they don't. Plus, I had to read Saul Bellow, and that was a real turn off.
Sounds like the way I teach.
No. It wasn't an awesome Shakespeare class or Chaucer or something cool. It was like the novel, modern novels or something.
You hear that? Chaucer's cool.
Chaucer is cool.
I'm teaching Chaucer right now.
It wouldn't be spelled C-O-O-L, but it would be very cool. Right? Isn't that old English? Don't I get a point for that?
Drew and I both skipped that class all the time.
Well, are you college sweethearts?
We met in college.
I didn't know.
Excellent.
Taking Greek history, the history of the Greek poli.
I love it.
Mm. Okay.
Folks, this is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything, like the Greek poli. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp or find us on Facebook. Got a very, very interesting set of questions here. Sent in from Ben Foudy. And Ben, when you hear your questions air, make sure you email us back to let us know your address, because there's something about a Pimpernel in your Gmail account address, but that's all the other identifying information we have here.
They seek him here. They seek him there. Those Frenchies seek him everywhere. Is he in heaven? Is he in hell? That damned elusive Pimpernel.
Yes.
It's a great book.
It's a good book. It was kind of a good show, actually, too. Name all the countries, there's two, whose official name and at least one of their official languages using Latin characters starts with the letter C. Now, before you answer, China would not be correct because in Chinese, China is Zhangguo. Chile would not be correct because in Spanish it's República de Chile.
Colombia.
The letter R. Colombia is not.
Russia. Oh.
Russia is not.
Congo?
Nope.
So I'm guessing that they really don't begin with a C as we know it.
No, no, they do. Oh. That's the key.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Czechoslovakia?
I'll tell you what, I'm giving you partial credit. Oh. Česká republika is the Czech Republic, and that is in one of its languages, so that is one.
Cuba?
Cuba is not the other one, because it's actually the Republic of Cuba.
Oh. Oh. Really?
Yes. Well, whether it's a republic or not.
I was surprised by that. Yes.
Its name is that. And for the record, Congo is the Republic de Congo. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I thought that too, but it was worth a try.
Okay, this is so the country one. Starts with C.
Is it Catalonia?
Catalonia is actually a region in Spain. Yeah,
Canada?
That's why I paused halfway through. I'm thinking, is this really a country?
The other one is Canada. So. You did it.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, Canada. Oh,
very well done. Very, very well done.
But there has to be a language that starts with C.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Or Canadian
is a language?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it says their official language, so the official language of Canada technically is still English, right? So
and French.
Well, and French.
In their official language, the way they spell their country in their own language.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
So I've got
I was confused.
A million different hard. Variations of things you might have guessed, like the Central African Republic, Congo, Chile, Cambodia, Cuba, Colombia, Cameroon, Cabo Verde,
and
the Democratic.
Oh. I said Russia because I'm thinking Cyrillic. Right. I mean, it wasn't totally stupid. Just
and Cyprus.
Stupid.
No.
Cyprus. That doesn't work because it's different characters, etc. It also can't be Chad. Which is the Republic of Chad, can't be China.
Crete.
Can't be, it doesn't say Crete's a country, actually. Ooh. And
I don't think it.
I didn't
go to geography class, so, you know.
It also says, for the record, Cayman Islands is not an acceptable response. It is a non-self-governing territory.
What governs that?
Non-self-governing.
Getting, very, very
Anarchy.
Specific here.
Yeah.
Probably us.
Oh.
11. State Capitol buildings of the United States of America do not have domes. Let's see if you can get six of them.
New Mexico.
New Mexico is one of them.
Okay.
Wow.
They don't have a dome.
Vermont?
No.
Vermont is a dome.
I'm going to guess New Hampshire.
Montana.
Wyoming.
None of those.
Texas.
No.
Oregon. Colorado.
Boston.
No. Washington.
Boston
is not a state.
Oh, I forgot.
Massachusetts.
I'm sorry. I forgot we were talking about states. Again, I didn't go to geography class.
Pennsylvania, no.
No.
How about the two freak states?
The freak states? Texas?
Well,
Florida. Oh, Alaska and Hawaii.
Alaska and Hawaii are the two
freak states. Why are they the freak states?
They're not on the
they're
contiguous.
Not.
Oh, they're on the map?
What about Michigan?
No, Michigan has a dome.
I know, I knew, but Michigan I just didn't want to overlook the obvious.
I think Washington
obvious.
Has a dome.
Oklahoma?
No.
Nebraska,
Ohio.
Maybe with their unicameral legislature, they have a non-domed.
That was a good guess. I would have guessed that, but it's not.
No,
right.
I've been there.
Okay, how many do we have now?
You have Alaska, Hawaii, and New Mexico.
So we still need three.
North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Iowa.
North Dakota, but not South Dakota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota has one.
Georgia.
It's a very old state, as in
Rhode Island.
Hillary
Florida?
Clinton was a
New York.
Senator.
Arkansas.
New York.
New York.
Does not
New
have
York.
A dome state capital.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
No, no dome on the state capital.
And this other state, it would be an easy giveaway, is the only state in the union that doesn't use the model of county government.
Louisiana
has parishes.
Parishes.
So the other ones are Florida, Ohio, Oregon, Tennessee, Virginia.
I said Oregon.
I'm sorry.
I said Ohio.
I think we
and
pretty
I
much
said
we said Florida when
Beth
we said
just
things
threw
are being thrown at me.
So are any of those
you
domes retractable?
I don't
the
know
super dome.
So God can watch legislation being passed.
No, so God can clean house when necessary.
That'd be nice.
Shoot a few bolts down.
Yeah. You sitting in the metal chair.
Especially in Kansas.
Okay.
Ironic to the last question. One U.S. territorial capital has a dome.
Guam.
Nope.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico has a dome.
That's right. You can't be a state, but you can have a dome.
Darn right.
You can be not taxed. Or no, wait, you can be taxed.
Taxed without representation.
And drafted.
And drafted.
And
they can draft in Puerto Rico?
Yes.
Serve
we'll look
in the
it
US
up
military.
While we take a break. And we're back with some mind benders from Ben Foudy. We're taking a tackle at questions like this. What countries, there are six, let's say if we can get three, use a crown or a variation on the word crown as its currency?
Canada.
Canada is not one of them.
Anyone in the Commonwealth.
You mean the currency is called
a crown.
A crown variation.
Oh, yes. I thought it was actually like the on the never mind.
Variation of the crown.
I've been judging you, man.
Thank you. I've been judging some very bad ethics cases.
South Africa?
No, it doesn't say that.
I was thinking that too, actually.
One of the ones that Heather brought up earlier are C countries.
Boston? Oh.
Or what?
One of our C starting
Czechoslovakia
countries.
Or Czech Republic.
The Czech Republic uses a koruna.
So that's a derivation of
crown. Of a crown. Mm-hmm.
South Africa
crown,
uses
not
a crown.
Not crown. We did this question earlier.
No.
Nope.
They use a ruble?
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 Nope.
Yeah, rupee. Russia.
Rupee.
Rupee.
Mm-hmm.
Rubles are
rupee sounds like crown.
Yes. If you're drunk.
I'm surprised. I thought that you guys... Yeah, one of them is a semi-Scandinavian country.
Yeah, I know. Kroner,
Norway?
Sweden.
I got Sweden.
Norway, Finland.
And?
Greenland?
The one that's usually not grouped. With that group. Iceland is one of the other ones, so you got them all.
Okay.
Denmark, you didn't say.
Oh, I was going to say Denmark.
And Croatia uses the kuna.
I was going to say Denmark when he said a pseudo
I believe you.
Is it a Scandinavian country? I guess
I think it is.
Denmark?
I think we asked them.
Why not? Yes. I'm sure they'll take it.
What are the five most populous countries in the world, starting with the top?
China.
Followed
India.
By
India.
Pakistan.
That is incorrect.
Well, India is not.
Mexico.
China's number one. India's number two.
U.S.
Brazil.
U.S. is number three.
Oh, okay.
Did you already say Brazil?
Russia?
No.
The fourth?
No.
The fourth is one you probably won't.
South Africa?
It's a series of islands.
Indonesia.
Japan.
Indonesia is the next one. Followed by most populous country in South America.
Brazil,
yes.
Kendra
those are the top
said that
five.
A while ago.
Well, only because Dan said it first.
Well, we were trying to do them in order.
Oh, okay? I apologize. I'm sorry.
What are the five least populous countries in the world? Number one.
Ask us in 5 years. I might.
Greenland.
Vatican City is number one. Yeah. Yes.
Monaco.
Liechtenstein.
Yeah.
I'm Luxembourg. With all due respect. I'm not sure you're going to be able to get the next three because they are weird island nations.
And everybody's been skipping geography.
Oh,
so.
Australia.
That's true. Yeah. Trinidad and Tobago.
I mean, that's where I would go, but that's
Gilligan's
Island.
Palau.
So yeah, Palau is one. Oh my gosh, you got it. So Vatican City followed by
Guam,
Nauru,
Micronesia.
Tuvalu, and Palau are all separate, and they use you're gonna love this either the Tuvaluan dollar or the Australian dollar or the U.S. dollar as their currency.
Those are in the Pacific.
Tuvaluan
mm-hmm.
dollar.
And well, the super duper tiny ancient nation in the middle of that is not Vatican in the middle of Italy. Ruled one of the very last city-states that was ruled by a family, and it stands as a separate government to this day. You guys don't know this, huh?
No.
Oh.
No. Can't be Florence.
Sicily. I'm sort of surprised you don't know that. San Marino is the name of the country.
Marino.
Okay. Yes.
Like the club on 16 Mile.
Well, he's the one who's Italian.
Oh,
yeah. You should play him.
I just like
but
Italian.
He already had the answer. So
he doesn't count.
That's
if
right.
Only Professor Jim Tubbs were here to help you guys with what four national capitals are on the Danube River.
Well,
Paris.
Budapest.
No. Budapest is one of them. Yep.
Does it go through Germany?
It does, but there is no...
Berlin is not on the... No,
I'm not good with rivers, honestly.
I don't think...
Sorry, what was the question again?
Prague?
Prague is not on the Danube. I will give you the country if you can come up with its capital.
Sarajevo?
Austria?
Vienna?
Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
Slovakia?
Ooh.
You guys don't know this one.
Budapest
though.
Is in Hungary. Slovakia... Mm-hmm.
Slovakia is Bratislava.
Oh, right.
And Serbia, the capital of Serbia. Same as the capital of the
Sarajevo.
Former.
Sarajevo.
No.
Yugoslavia.
No? Huh?
Sarajevo was not the capital of Yugoslavia.
Not Dubrovnik.
Let's see. So the things that make the sound at the top of the clock tower?
Chime.
Belgrade.
Oh,
yes. Belgrade. Yeah, I was going to go for Bell and Grade.
Yes.
Okay.
The voice
Thank
of God
you.
Helped us out.
Thank
very
you, voice
well.
Of God.
Oh, my word. I'm starting to sweat a little bit.
Uh-oh.
How many countries does the Danube pass through?
11.
Whoa.
It's 10. Can you name them?
No.
Well, Serbia. Austria.
Germany.
Yeah, and Hungary.
Slovakia,
we got you. Need...
Slovenia.
No.
Belarus.
Nope.
France, Italy,
so did we do the Czech Republic
and
Slovakia?
Did they already say that?
And Cranbrook Kingswood.
Romania.
Germany, Austria, Slovakia, Hungary, Serbia, and Romania is on that list, yep.
Bosnia.
Nope.
No former Yugoslavian other than...
Any Russian state?
There's the second largest former Russian state.
Ukraine.
Latvia.
Ukraine.
Okay, thank you. I was just...
The ones you're missing are Croatia... Mm-hmm. Bulgaria and Moldova.
Of course, Moldova.
Ooh, and we're going down that Balkan rabbit hole here. What current countries made up the former Yugoslavia?
Bosnia, Croatia, Serbia, Montenegro.
Professor Evans is knocking them all up.
What was that one you just said that we just missed?
Yep, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
It was in that list where the river goes through that I didn't
say. That's right. Oh. Starts with a C.
Croatia. Yeah, I already said Croatia. Oh, I think I said Croatia. That's what I was aiming
for. So there are six countries that made up Yugoslavia?
There's more. There's two more.
There's more?
One, two, three, four, five, six. Yeah, six total. You guys haven't said Slovenia yet.
And we won't.
And going back to the ancient Greeks.
Albania.
I was trying to remember my Greek wars. Macedonia. Weren't they always
in
war?
Macedonia. Oh, yeah.
That's where Aristotle was born.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Okay, let's
see. Bringing in a world map next time.
Yeah, we need, because we keep on looking up at the U.S. map when we're talking
there's
to Europe.
There's space right there. Yeah, that's where it goes.
No, that's one with that other.
I forgot to bring it.
Yeah, what is...
Oh, that's right. We have something.
Oh, anyway.
If you traverse the Panama Canal, starting in the Pacific, which direction will you travel?
North.
Yeah, northwest is what it says here. That's pretty weird. How
northwest?
The heck does that work?
You cut back in across and then over.
Weird.
Dave has done it many
totally
times.
Whack job.
Yes, I just swim it. That's awesome.
So I just realized, because I just thought it was connected to one of the questions, that Ben Foudy is actually from Třebíč, Czech Republic, and he's sending us these questions. Mm-hmm. So somebody's listening from way across the water.
He lives in Czech Republic?
Yeah, that's what it says here.
Oh, we need another map to put a pin on.
We need a bigger map.
However, we do need an address.
Is this our first international question provider?
From France.
Mark Neymar.
Yes.
So we do need a world map, though. See, this is all more incentive.
We're getting international.
I know. Okay.
So Ben says, I've been waiting this whole question set to ask you. I
Answer
hope
72.
I'm the first one who's ever sent in this question. I think I could say without question here, Ben, that you are. Five presidential candidates have won the popular vote but lost the Electoral College. Give the names, the opposition, who won, the election year, and to what party the loser belonged to. You should know this by
Al Gore, loser, Democrat, Gore, 2000, lost to George W. Bush.
Is there one from 1876?
Wasn't 76.
Rutherford B. Hayes?
Yes, it was.
Who was this?
Beat Samuel Tilden. 1876.
Wasn't Andrew Jackson one of them, too?
Andrew Jackson was one of them.
And remember the cannibal joke?
He's truly one of the most god-awful presidents ever.
But you guys are
just
missing
the theme
here.
Well, Clinton and Trump, right? That's the
Clinton
other.
And Trump, yep.
Okay.
2016. I have 1824 was Jackson and Adams. One more to go. 1888. Mm. One of the all-time classic political battles.
Sounds like Garfield or Grover Cleveland.
Yeah,
or...
Cleveland Harrison.
Okay.
And the running theme for your trivia pleasure is that each one of the losers was a Democrat.
Lovely.
Absolutely lovely. Thanks for these questions from a million miles away, Ben. That was totally cool. Get us an address. Or we can, if you send us an email address, then we can send you a picture of your prize, and that's all you get.
We don't ship international at that point.
Yeah.
Does Vivian ship international, Michael? We're going to have to find out about
that. No, we'll just have to hand deliver. That's
I would love to.
Dan,
from
I will hand deliver.
Třebíč, Czech Republic. Dear Matt, thanks for using my questions in the past. It's an honor sending in questions to your fun show. Thank you very much. Below, I came up with 15 questions about Titans not related to the University of Detroit Mercy, but about every other form of Titan. Best wishes, Amy Dixon from the Pacific Northwest.
Yay.
Very, very nice.
Just the general area?
Just the general area.
Just says the Pacific Northwest?
Oh, is she like a Sasquatch? I mean, what? I just traversed the entire Northwest.
I believe, she sent us questions before. We've got her pin up there.
Port Angeles, Washington.
Port Angeles. Port Angeles.
The ferry
what
boat.
What planet has a moon named Titan?
Jupiter.
Nope.
Saturn.
Mars.
It's Saturn.
Okay, it's one of the biggies.
Yeah, I knew when I said that.
It wasn't Earth. It's
back up. And going back into our Greek mythical roots, who are considered the parents of the Titans, the beginners of the universe?
Mr. and Mrs. Titan.
Cronus. Zeus and Hera? I mean,
no, it was before
Cronus,
them,
Cronus, before Saturn.
The sun and the moon?
Yeah, it's actually even further than that because you're naming Titans. So who are the parents of the Titan?
Mother Earth.
Mother Earth and Father Sky were the names.
Gaia.
So Gaia was the Earth.
Who's Earth? No, Earth is Gaia.
Gaia was Mother Earth, and who was Father Sky?
I don't know.
I'm so
surprised.
Does
it begin with a C?
It begins with a U.
Uranus.
It's Uranus.
I beg your pardon?
Yes.
Why Uranus?
Why not?
Uranus
why
is not father's
why,
god.
Why not Uranus?
We are now moving on.
I just knew we were going down that path.
You should have saved that question for last week, by the way. That would we should have saved up the really good questions for Tom.
Give Kendra a stroke.
Poor Kendra. What car company makes a truck called the Titan?
Nissan.
And in a weird twist, what is the name of the stadium where the NFL's Tennessee Titans play?
Where's Jason when we need him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nashville.
Titan Stadium?
Nissan.
I mean, Nissan Stadium is the answer. Okay. Huh. Very well done, yes. I mean, we've got a product that's the same name as their team. We got to do this.
Grunt.
Who played Zeus in the original Clash of the Titans?
Classic right. actor.
I know.
What's his name?
I can picture him.
It wasn't Michael Caine.
No, it was that's a good guess. Much older. He was not Peter O'Toole. Who's the other guy?
Not Peter O'Toole. He's
older.
Older than initials,
yes.
Initials L.O.
Laurence Olivier.
Thank you.
I could picture him. I'm like,
me too.
Who played Zeus in the 2010 Clash of the Titans?
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson it is. Yes. Release the Kraken is all I have
That's
to say.
Right.
Okay. I've been, again, using that phrase when I want Mark Benvenuto to send an email to someone at a higher pay grade than myself.
I have to remember that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we could use that.
We can tell Heather that. Release the Kraken.
Actor, athlete, ex-Mr. Universe Michael O'Hearn played a character named Titan on this television competition that ran in 2008. Reran in 2008. What is the show?
American Gladiator.
American Gladiator, yay! Wow, I used to love that show.
Oh, which one? The original one?
The original.
Okay.
The original.
Oh, I thought it was Battle of the Network Stars.
Oh, no, that was
that
worse.
That goes back even further.
No, but do you remember how 70s. Horrible some of those gladiators were?
It was bad.
Oh, it was bad.
In the immortal words of my 13-year-old from a few years ago, Dad, how come we're not a family that watches American Ninja Warrior? Let me sit you down and tell
Dan
you.
Dan and I watch BattleBots.
Yeah, I watch BattleBots.
Why aren't you?
BattleBots. That's where it's at right there. BattleBots.
Why don't you watch American Ninja Warrior?
I'm not into it. I don't know. Well, how could I watch American Gladiator but not watch American Ninja Warrior? Seriously. That's a good question. It's a very good question. Who played the lead of Coach Herman Boone in the 2000 movie Remember the Titans?
Denzel Washington. It's a great movie.
You're kind of on a tear today, Beth. We got to keep these Titans questions coming here.
She's been pent up for, 6 months? Not on the show. She's got
Don't
all her answers.
Don't say
pent up. What city once had the ECHL hockey team named the Titans? Not a city well known for its gardens, but from the Garden State.
Jersey?
Trenton. Oh, my gosh. Wow. First shot.
East Coast Hockey League.
Is that a professional?
Hockey.
Yes. Collegiate? No.
No, it's like, I think the Toledo people play.
Oh, it's like a AAA sort of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Besides Detroit Mercy, see if you can name four of the other six colleges that have Titans as their mascot.
USC?
Nope.
No, those are
Southern
Trojans.
Cal-
oh,
sorry.
Trojans. Titans, Trojans. It's all the same thing.
They're all similar helmet.
Satellite campus of Indiana University.
Ooey pooey?
No, but another one that's in the town of another very famous university. It's
not Purdue.
Weird. Nope.
Notre Dame.
Yeah, so it's Indiana University, South Bend, are the Titans.
Okay.
Satellite campus of the University of Wisconsin. Maybe
Lacrosse?
They make...
Oshkosh.
Madison? Kitty overalls there. Oshkosh. Yes.
Hold on. Now, wait, explain this to me. How come they have a satellite campus? They have a different mascot than the...
That's very common. University of Illinois Chicago are the Flames, and University of Illinois Urbana are the Fighting Illini.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes a satellite campus grows up and makes their own mascot.
Oh, okay. I guess
sometimes they're really, really free entities.
Yes. I'm going to do the thing that we do for our students sometimes and do one for you. Central Ohio Technical College. COTC is also
thank
the title.
Thank you. Tots. Graciously accepted.
I was going to guess that. I'm just
we were going there.
Last but not least, Ohio State University, Newark.
Newark?
Maybe they're in Jersey. I don't know. I think that it's probably time for us to say goodbye. Professor Olgar.
Later.
Professor Maggio.
Goodbye.
Professor Evans.
Take care.
Professor Hill Vasquez.
Bye-bye.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
And now these words.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I'm your host, Edmund DeWitt, and today we've got them all. The whole panel is right here today.
Should we hold hands? they won't do it.
Like magic circle.
Is that some kind of Unitarian ritual? You know, my in-laws always do this at Christmas and stuff. You know, they do that.
They eat dinner holding hands.
Yeah, we used to.
It's fun.
Okay. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Well, it's less of a pleasure than it sometimes is. They won't touch me.
Can't take a
chair. Oh, you wanted to hold hands, George.
George, put your pants back on. We will.
And on George's right, the assistant dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Kathy Bush. Schaefer.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'd like to hold hands with Kathy anytime.
But you'd have to do it over George. Wow, that's intriguing.
All right.
And on Kathy's right from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Well, hi, Edwin.
Hi, Sarah. Sarah's right from the Department of English, Professor Claire Schumann-Hank Crabtree.
What?
All you got to do is say cheers, Edwin.
No, I'm going to sulk until I find out what that means. Cheers.
Madam Schumann-Hank was a very famous contralto.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, who toured the entire Western world in the 20th century, giving farewell concerts for about 35 years.
Well, my forebear, Lotta Crabtree, as people in California might know, made millions of dollars singing.
Ooh, wow.
Operetta style, music hall style stuff around the turn of the century. Oh, earlier than the turn of the century. Lotta.
Neat. Lotta. Yes. It was her house that they were going through last week with all those questions. The antiques and the jewels.
She left it to veterans. And horses.
Good for her.
Okay. Well.
That's what they said.
No, Schumann-Hank. I should also. I should also.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed to the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.